welcome to another episode of Survey Says. My name is Mel. I'm a radio student in Sydney and the host and creator of this podcast. I'm joined with Emily and Maddie today. And as I was saying that, I'm using lots of hand movements, so they were mocking me, hence all the laughing. And they're both a part of the team creating our online zine project called Scan Me that this podcast will feature in. So welcome, guys.
Hi.
Welcome back, actually.
Yeah, we've both been here before. Ran out of guests very quickly.
Yeah. Yes. We still have a couple of team members, Ty and Gemma, who need to feature on the podcast as well. They will come around. Unfortunately, Ty is not here and Gemma is busy doing some work. So how is the zine coming along? We did a lot yesterday.
Yeah, we made the website. Looks great. We made an Instagram.
So yeah. The website is scanmezine.wordpress.com and the Instagram is scanmezine. All the links will be on my website.
Yep, everything's basically the same. So
yeah, so
I think it's more so we don't forget.
That's true.
Basically. All right, so a little bit about Survey Says. I release a new survey every week with questions surrounding a different theme every time. It collects the thoughts and opinions of the public and then I get the pleasure of sharing them with you. There is a new episode every fortnight on Wednesday mornings at 7 a.m. approximately.
That's so early.
Yeah, well, it's so people can listen to it on the way to work.
That's fair. So I did listen to it on the way to work.
That's when I listen to podcasts.
School,
TAFE, work, all that one. All
just
that jazz. The next survey is posted on my website the day after an episode goes up. So go to surveysayspodcast.wordpress.com and subscribe to my blog to get updates to see when I post the survey. I'll post the link on my Twitter at Mel Maltby Radio and on my Facebook page, which is also just Mel Maltby Radio. This week's theme is popular debate topics.
Whoop, whoop, woo.
So let's get straight into it. We'll get into some statistics. So the age range of responses was very similar to all the other episodes because my friend group is still 18 to 24, which is where 61% of responders sit.
We all fall in there.
We all do.
Yeah.
No,
except you,
Maddie.
Gosh,
I forgot you were a child.
You're under 18. So you were the one. Yeah. You were the only one. You were the 6% of responders.
Go the 6%.
Under 18. 6% were 25 to 34. 17% were 35 to 44. And 11% were 45 plus. All right, let's get straight into it for the third time. Question number one. Do you keep your sauce in the fridge or the cupboard?
Fridge.
Okay, let's... I go first.
No.
No, fridge. You're just dead set fridge.
Yes.
All right, what do you think, Maddie?
Well, fridge.
Well, I'm cupboard.
Well. No.
Disagree.
Yes, strongly disagree.
Well, then let's listen to a quick vox pop I took of, you know, people from around TAFE and what they thought.
Fridge because I'm not a monster.
In the fridge, but I don't know why. I don't have a reason. It just lives there. It has a house there, okay? I wouldn't want to remove it from its home.
The cupboard because I'm not a degenerate.
Cupboard, why would you put it in the fridge?
In the fridge. Like, I just don't like runny sauce out of the cupboard.
I just think I like that, like, little extra bit of thickness.
I'll also put it in the fridge. There's no question.
Well, Verity says there's no question as to why.
She's correct.
Yeah, well.
She's right.
Well. Well, 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 I put it in the cupboard because that's how I was raised. As you grow up, you develop these habits because of how you were raised.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
But also, if your parents raised you to put sauce in the cupboard, they were wrong.
Well, let's read some answers that some people gave us from the website, from the survey.
Let's do it.
So what did you guys say? Fridge or cupboard?
I said
fridge.
Well, fridge.
We both
so
said
here
fridge.
Are some answers to confirm your choices. So Taylor says, I have an irrational fear of getting food poisoning. And the sauce bottle says, keep refrigerated, so I'm going to do that. Paul says, we live in a very hot climate in Fiji, so to stop the sauce going off, we keep it in the fridge. Also, by keeping it in there, it keeps the insects away too. Emily says...
Yeah, I had a really strong opinion on this. Cold sauce really just is superior. And I don't... Anyone who says no to that is just wrong. And I can't be on board with that. Like, does it have that many preservatives that putting it in the fridge, like, doesn't do anything? Because keeping it in the cupboard, I just... why is that like a thing? Because that just seems really gross. Because it's like, I feel like it should be refrigerated.
Yeah, but cold sauce is weird.
No, but why? Warm sauce is weird.
No, like, it's not warm. It's weird. It's room runny. Temperature.
But like, what but if it's hot in summer?
Yeah, it's Australia. We live in Australia. It's always hot.
Well, well, when you have it from the store, it's
because it's
room
sealed.
Temperature.
It's yeah. sealed.
Yeah. Well, in the you can twist the.
But that's not 100%.
And it seals
no,
it.
Because, no, when you open the thing, it's got, like, a foil seal, so it's not exposed to air. Because those yeah. aren't, like, 100% thing. Because if you shake them really aggressively when they're closed, sauce can still come out.
Well, not if you close it properly. I don't think you close sauce properly, Emily.
Well, I don't have to because I keep it in the fridge.
Oh, well. And one more for fridge. Anon says, tomato sauce belongs in the fridge once opened. Instructions on the packaging explain this. It's nice to have the cold balance on your hot food as well.
Okay, I agree They're with that. Right.
Yeah, that was yeah. that. There was a lot of answers that had to do with, you know, the cold and hot balance.
Yeah,
but also it does say it on the bottle.
It does. I'm completely yeah. aware that it does. I've read it. But still, like I said.
What other rules do you break, Mel?
So
yeah,
many.
But like on like a Don't hot dog, if it's warm sauce, it just like slides right off the sausage. But if it's cold sauce, it will stay on. Is this not something that you guys have experienced?
No.
Really?
I don't
know. I put, if it's in the cupboard.
I put the sauce underneath the sausage.
What?
What? It doesn't go everywhere. I was not expecting such an insane reaction.
Excuse?
Whoa, if you get the bread and then you put like the sauce and then you put the sausage, it doesn't go everywhere.
No.
Yes.
That's not the way you do things. You always put the sauce on the sausage.
Who are you?
Someone once gave me something with the sauce on top of the sausage. I flipped it over.
Oh my God.
All right, well, moving on to people who believe that sauce belongs in the cupboard and not underneath the sausage. Declan says, cold sauce has different consistency, feels weird, and will ruin just about every family occasion. Matt says, it has preservatives in it that doesn't require refrigeration to keep edible. And Matt works at Woolies.
Okay, Matt. So Matt knows that it goes on the shelf, but then probably says on the back, keep it in the fridge.
But they do put it on the shelf, though, don't they?
Yeah, because it's sealed.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's sealed.
Just yeah. because yeah. it's edible in the cupboard doesn't mean it's good.
Well, okay, then I guess it comes down to preference of whether you want it cold or hot or warm, room temperature. And then our last person, Jen, says, just because it's normal.
But Jen, yeah, it's not normal. You. Majority.
Well, it depends. I can't spoil, can it I? Depends.
From these answers, the people that keep it in the fridge are much more passionate and have much more substantial answers as to why they
yes.
do it.
I just love that. But Jen, this it's is not normal.
We'll go to the final results, and it's actually quite overwhelming. 72.2% do agree with you guys that sauce belongs in the fridge.
See, majority rules.
That's a large win. Right.
And then it so that means 27.8% believe it belongs in the cupboard.
Yeah, I was actually pretty sure it would be like 50-50, honestly.
Yeah.
Because it's like the way you're raised.
Yeah.
Not really scientific, I don't think.
No. How funny.
Glad we won.
Well, speaking yeah. of speaking of Woolies, in that previous little conversation we just had. Question number two is Coles or Woolies? Woolworths for those non-Australian folk. I mean, non-Australian folk don't even have Coles or Woolies.
Oh, wait, I forget. Yeah,
yeah,
I don't think about that.
So this is just for you Australian people.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
So when it comes to Coles or Woolies, when I was younger, I went to Woolies because that's where my parents shopped. But we moved houses and the local shopping centre we're currently at, the way we enter, the closer entrance is closer to Coles. And so then we started going to Coles.
So it's just convenient.
Convenience. And the butcher is closer and Liquorland is there. And then I think Flybys was introduced. Mm-hmm. And so my mum just picked up Flybys first. Love that. So many savings.
High five me. We love Flybys in this house. Yep.
In this house?
Yes, this home.
It's all good.
We're a home. We're a family.
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, how cute.
All I can think of is... If you have a Flybys card,
please get it now.
Thank you for
shopping at Big W. Oh, wait, no, I think that
Thank you for shopping at Woolworth.
Yeah.
The fresh food people.
We are not affiliated with
this. This is literally just full of sponsorship.
Yeah, basically. No, not sponsored.
What do you guys prefer?
I said Coles, sort of because, you know, the same reason as you. I grew up, it was closer, it was easier to get to. But also, I feel like Coles often has, like, better specials. And I'm always, like, broke, so that's useful for me.
Fair enough.
No, I always go to Woolies. But, like, I go to Coles for things that aren't in Woolies. But
yeah,
Woolies mainly because that's where I've been going since I was little. And also I work in the same centre as a Woolworth, so it's just easier to go to Woolies.
Well, right now I only live near an IGA, so I go there.
Oh, yeah.
So okay. That's not even Aldi. A part of this debate.
That's fair. Well, my shopping centre has Woolies and Coles and Aldi, but Aldi's at the complete opposite end.
I feel like Aldi's are always inconvenient to get to for some reason. Yeah.
I guess they came in late to the game. So
yeah,
they're
like, we'll just have the loser spots.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're like the second cousin that no one really wants.
So we just deal with and talk to a family.
It's like
dinners.
They might have something to contribute, but we don't
but
really
not
care.
All the time.
They have the odd things.
And then they have guitars and shit.
I know. And like scooter.
What is
equipment?
That middle aisle, right?
Yep. Oh, anyway.
Weird. Sorry, rambling.
Let's go to the survey answers. All right. People who think Coles. Okay, someone's name was Sorry I'm Late, which means that they did the survey late.
I did it yesterday.
Oh, well, thanks, Emily.
Emily.
They say Woolies is always too busy, which is fair enough.
Depends
I've noticed
on the day.
That. Depends on the day. Depends on the time you go. And Bailey says, Coles is just better, you know?
No, I don't know, Bailey.
He
I
has
know.
A point. Yeah.
Please elaborate.
I agree. I think at one point the Woolies aisles were like too small and got really crowded.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
I remember that happening like years ago. And then I went and I realized and the Coles aisles were like much wider.
I feel like Woolies is trying too hard. Like Coles is just, you know, that humble girl, you know, she's from a country town. She loves
the girl
herself.
Next door.
I love that we're referring to grocery shops.
We're giving
as
them a personality. And then here is some things that people said as to why they prefer going to Woolies. Leah says, Woolworths points.
Is that as in like everyday rewards?
Yes.
Because flybys. Flybys. That's not a good valid
I guess
point.
It depends which one you get first is the one you kind of stick to because then you start getting the points.
I have two flybys cards. I don't know why.
I have a flybys and a Woolworths reward. Just depends on which one I go
so
to.
Yeah, so does my mum.
And then Taylor says, Woolies has more organic brands but more expensive than Coles. Which is true, which is why I go to Coles because it's cheaper. Maddie, you said... Because it's closer to Coles.
Yeah, I'm just that lazy. I'm just not bothered. We did have a Coles in our shopping centre and then it closed down. So that kind of tells you how their business is going.
Yeah. Interesting. Did you hear about Big W closing down stores because of profit loss?
I know, it's sad.
Yeah, rest in peace, Big W.
I know.
And then,
Kmart's better anyway.
True.
Kelly says, I try not to shop at either, but when I have to, Woolies is closer. I prefer Harris Farm and the Source Bulk Foods.
Oh, an organic queen.
I know.
An organic queen. That's my auntie. She's pretty lovely.
We're zero waste in this house.
This house
is really coming into play.
And then Anon says, my local is a Woolies, so this is where I go more. Don't really have much of a preference between the two, though.
That's fair.
Pretty.
I'll take it.
Humble
I guess
opinion.
It just came down to what's closer. Where did your parents go?
Yeah. The only big difference was price.
Yeah.
So, Coles tends to be cheaper. The ultimate answer, the majority rule is 66.7% said Woolies.
Yes, Woolies.
And 33.3% say Coles.
Go Woolies.
So majority of people said Woolies.
They're just pulled in by the fancy marketing.
The fresh
probably.
It's like,
to be fair,
what's Coles' song?
To be fair, I only get...
Down. Prices are down.
Less...
Fine, I don't need to talk anyway.
Sorry. Oh my gosh, Maddie, yes.
You were saying?
No, I only buy like the Woolies brand, not like the special home brand. Only like I literally buy home brand, that's it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to the pharmacy and they're like, would you rather the pharmacy brand?
Yeah.
It's like, it doesn't really matter, does it?
No, it doesn't, because it's all the same ingredients. It's just whether it's...
I want my Finergan.
What?
Finergan? It's a type of medicine.
What?
It's like a disease.
Right?
Which is why I asked the question. Alrighty. Now, moving on to my favorite question from this survey, the most controversial, the most talked about, the most debatable, is water wet?
Hmm.
There's lots of conflicting opinions. lots of talking to go into this one. So hang on to our every word. I'll start with saying, ¿por qué no los dos?
Yes.
Love Spanish.
Español.
You know one sí. Spanish person.
Muy bien. No bueno. Muy caliente. Muy bueno.
Quesadilla.
Quesadilla.
No, it's Quesadilla. Get it right.
Quesadilla.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
So I believe both. Look, okay, so I have two very conflicting opinions in my head. Like, is water wet? No, water is not wet because it cannot be in itself wet. Like, if you put water onto water, it just adds itself to the water.
It just becomes more water.
It just becomes more water. But then for something to become wet, water has to go onto it, which means as an adjective, as a describing word, water has to be wet to make something wet. You know what I mean?
No.
No, that doesn't make sense, or no, I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
But it makes sense. What I'm saying
yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, your point makes sense.
Yes.
But scientifically,
no.
It's not right.
Yeah. So I can take that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not like forcing my opinion onto you. That's just my thought process. What's yours?
Year 7 science comes into play okay. here. Right? Mm-hmm. Not very advanced, still necessary. Water making something wet, it's like a state of, I guess.
Of being.
Being, yeah, that works. Mm-hmm. So it's like water can make you wet because the liquid molecules stick to the surface of you, right?
I haven't done science since year 9.
So. Neither have I. I'm trying so hard to remember this.
Professionals.
But water, it's, okay, not doing science doesn't make us less professional.
True.
But water itself cannot be wet because it can't stick to the surface of itself because it doesn't have a surface because it's a liquid.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But it can make things wet.
Yeah. So it yeah. But it has to be wet to make something wet.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, right. Well, like you said before, I don't have to be dry to make something dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it does. Yeah.
I said if that.
Yeah, wait. Maddie said that. Sorry.
Okay.
Ouch.
But see, if just say you're wet. Just say you have water on you. Yeah? I'm dry. Suddenly, you are dry.
And you're wet because the molecule stuck to you.
I'm wet. Yeah, but see, now you're dry.
But the water wasn't making you wet. It was.
I'm really glad we got visuals for this episode.
Just, the act of the water sticking to you. Yeah, for reference, for audio, Mel just stroked my arm and it was super weird.
Oh, by the way, if you wanted to watch this episode, we're recording it via a video as well. So you can head to my website and scan me scene and all that stuff that
It'll
explain.
Be places.
It'll be places.
Anyway.
So ultimately, you believe that water
is not wet.
Maddie?
I don't remember what I said. I think I said that it was not wet as well.
I wonder if I have it written down.
I think I said it because I did research on it because I'm that much of a nerd.
Yeah, well, right now in this second, what do you believe?
Well,
think about
it. It was saying that something being wet is a description of when water is on something.
Yeah.
So water can't be on itself.
No.
It's just a thing.
Yeah. But to make,
so
but it has to
wet.
Be wet to make something wet.
It's just not true.
All right, well
it's fine. Let's listen to other people's opinions.
There weren't actually too many in this. People just kind of clicked yes, clicked no. But for is water wet? Someone who said yes says, is fire hot?
No. Fire produces heat.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean the fire itself is hot.
Ooh,
Matt, your opinion's
shaded.
Invalid.
Ooh.
Kelly says, as sure as heck ain't dry.
Kelly's such an icon.
She really is.
And then Anon says, because it is.
That's just, a bit of a pathetic answer.
But then all the people who said no really had valid points.
Because we know we're right.
Really thought it out.
Or
so,
we're just overcompensating.
True. So Taylor says, wet is what something becomes when water is on it. Bailey says, water can't be wet because it implies water is dry. Anon says, being wet implies that it can be dry. Water cannot be dry, therefore it is not wet.
I'm very confused.
I'm so confused.
And the last answer you wrote down is me and I just fall
yours.
For that.
Yeah. So let's dissect what Bailey said. Water can't be wet because it implies water is dry.
Well, I guess something has to be dry to become wet.
Yes.
So I guess that's the point he's making.
Correct. Okay.
Yeah?
Yep.
Does that make more sense?
That makes sense.
I was sitting here trying to figure it out, and I think that's what it comes down to.
Well, that makes sense. Well, we'll head to the final result. Who's right? I'm really glad that we have some split opinions here. We can debate and think our thoughts through. Well, the public opinion... of the public believe that yes, water is wet.
There you go.
So 72.2% of people said.
Oh, none okay. of them
wow,
had good
so
points.
Majority then.
Yes.
That's a
like extreme majority.
Yeah.
So it's very split. So the people who said no really had stuff to say, but people who said yes, majority of people who clicked yes just didn't give me an answer as to why they thought it was wet. So I have three really short answers. Is fire hot? Sure as heck ain't drying because it is, because those are all the answers that people wrote.
They're hiding from the truth.
So how weird is that? So everyone who said no has something to say, but it was the lesser.
Yeah. Maybe that's just because 27.8% of us are all just smarter than the 72.2%.
We have more to
Maybe.
Say.
We have found the superior race.
Yep.
The superior human.
If you think the water is not wet, you're getting on the ship to the new planet.
Well, ain't that just spectacular?
Spectacular.
Such intense conversation going on. This has been a really great time. That is it for Survey Says popular debate topics this week. I'm not sure what the theme for next week will be or next fortnight. However, the survey for the episode will either be posted with this episode or tomorrow. So keep an eye out on that on my website. So don't forget to follow my blog, surveysayspodcast.wordpress.com. There will also be links to my Twitter at Mel Maltby Radio and Facebook page, which is also Mel Maltby Radio. To check out our zine, head to scanmezine.wordpress.com. Find us on Instagram as well at scanmezine. If you want to watch this video, hi everyone at home, it's on the website as well. And I'll also pop it on my YouTube.
Yeah, that works.
Go to the website and the link will be there. Maddie, stop.
You'll find it. I stopped.
Thank you. Gracias. So where can people find you guys?
I'm M Vescio on everything. Should I spell it again?
You should spell it out.
EMVESCIO.
Magical.
On everything.
And Maddie?
My Instagram is _Maddie_Turner. And my Twitter is Maddie Turner. And my WordPress is Maddie Joy Turner. You get the picture.
Just go to one of her socials and the links for everything else will be there.
Yeah, that's
basically it. Once again, thank you for listening. Survey for next episode will be up with this one. Listen to this episode, share it with your friends, share it around. You can listen to it on iTunes, Spotify, and Wooshka. It'll just be linked on my WordPress. As I've said a million times, still don't have an outro song, don't have an intro song.
I'll sing you one later. We'll record it.
Okay, yeah, that's a great idea. Well, go have fun debating is water wet with your friends.
Yep.
And show them
it'll harm your friendship.
It will. It like Monopoly. Anyway.
Like Monopoly.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys. See you later.
Bye.